I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Nearly 14% of all babies born in South Carolina are born preterm. To talk about a plan to provide optimal nourishment for preterm infants in South Carolina is Dr. Sarah Taylor, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Taylor, MUSC has developed the first donor human milk bank in the state to help provide safe breast milk for premature babies in South Carolina. Tell us about the South Carolina Mother's Milk Bank program.
The milk bank started with a discussion at the South Carolina Neonatal Consortium. It's a group of all of the NICUs, so all of the intensive care units taking care of preterm babies in South Carolina, and we realized there was a need for donor human milk. Human milk is very important. Breast milk is very important for term baby, healthy baby health, but it is critically important for very preterm babies. It's truly life-saving. And as neonatologists, we recognized that need. We support mother's milk. We want to support South Carolina mothers to make their own milk for their babies. But when a mother is not able to make milk, we needed something to give these babies when mother's milk wasn't there.
And what is it about human milk that is so essential? What are the qualities about it for a premature baby in particular?
So in particular for a preterm baby, the intestine, well, really all of the organ systems are very immature. And a lot of the growth that usually happens during pregnancy has to occur now. The baby has to do that all that growth on their own. And so the intestine is very immature. And as it's developing, it can become very inflamed when it's exposed to formula. So the human milk has a protective quality. It has nutrients, but it also has immune fighting factors that help the intestine to grow without getting sick and also without being inflamed.
And now that a human milk bank has been set up in South Carolina, how does it work exactly, just briefly?
Well, one thing that was important as we set this up is even though it is part of MUSC, it is truly the milk bank for all of South Carolina. And so every neonatal intensive care center in South Carolina, there's five, as well as all of the level two centers, anyone taking care of the very preterm babies can receive milk from the milk bank. We receive milk from South Carolina mothers who have been approved to donate milk. We then process that milk. We pasteurize it just as cow's milk is pasteurized. And then we deliver that milk to the hospitals in South Carolina.
And how long might a premature infant need this extra boost of nutrition that we're talking about?
So we have it set up that a very preterm baby could receive this milk until they're 34 weeks. Some babies will be born as early as 23 weeks. And we start feeding them that very first day that they're born because we know that's good for their gut. So a baby could really receive this for 11 weeks, depending on if mother's able to make milk for the baby.
And this all happens in a hospital setting?
Correct. At this point, all of the donor milk is going to hospitals because those are the babies of greatest need. In the future, we would love to grow the milk bank and have milk available to all South Carolina infants, even babies born full term who might have a need for donor human milk.
Dr. Taylor, thank you so much for providing this update about the South Carolina Mother's Milk Bank to help premature infants.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.